وما فيش مظاهرات سلمية أبداً. كل المظاهرات اللي ظهرت في ليبيا هي مظاهرات.
Meanwhile, in the capital, Gaddafi vowed his forces would fight until the last man and woman. In the speech broadcast on Libyan state TV, he lashed out against Europe and the United States for pressuring him to step down. Gaddafi warned that thousands of Libyans will die if U.S. and NATO forces intervene in the conflict. Senator Joe Lieberman is calling for the U.S. to arm the Libyan rebels. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates is cautioning about even providing air cover for Libyan rebels.
Let's just call a spade a spade. A no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya.
Egyptian officials say two U.S. warships have entered the Suez Canal on their way to the Mediterranean, moving closer to the Libyan coast after orders from Secretary Gates. Through an interpreter, Abd el-Hafiz Hoja, a spokesperson for the self-appointed interim national government in Benghazi, says officials opposed to Muammar Gaddafi's regime have formed a government.
The council will be constituting of 30 members, 3-0, 30 members. Their origins are from around Libya. There will be a call for condemnation from all of these foreign governments of any country who are actually supporting and sending their forces, mercenary forces, and support to Gaddafi's regime.